So imagine that you are Chad Ford.
Yes.
Okay, you've written one sentence about the Phoenix Suns in a long time.
Right.
And then here's what happens to your life. Number one, Amari Stoudemire gives his opinion of Chad Ford.
Yeah, whoever that guy is, he's a liar. Quote, end quote.
Okay. And then you live in Hawaii, so you get a phone call from Yoda at 6 in the morning your time saying, hey, come on with Doug and Wolf. And for some strange reason, we get so lucky that Chad Ford obliges, having one player call him a liar and Yoda calling him at 6 in the morning. Chad, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good to talk to you. Okay, I hate to be Amari, but are you a liar? I mean, tell us what in the world that you had that Amari got so steamed about, and give us an explanation a little bit, please.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I certainly didn't write that line to be controversial. I wasn't writing an expose on the Suns. We were putting together list of guys who might be traded before the trade deadline. And actually, the first list, I had Amari very near the bottom of the list, and that was based off of some intel inside the Suns that told me they really liked the chemistry of the team and they liked where things, you know, were going. They were going to give it a shot, and then they'd try to figure this all out in the summer. Over the course of that ensuing week, as I began to talk to lots of teams and also get feedback on the piece, it became clear to me that that wasn't totally the case, that a number of other GMs were talking about conversations with the Suns and belief that perhaps that they would move Stoudemire. And out of those conversations, one of those sources, which was not connected to the Suns, told me that they believe that, you know, not everything wasn't exactly hunky-dory in the Suns locker room, that there was some tension, not because Stoudemire was a bad guy, but because the team was losing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that there was players, you know, just upset with each other, which is very natural in the league. And, you know, I went and did what I do, is due diligence. I called one of my sources in the Suns, asked them about it. They downplayed it, said, you know, listen, this is natural that when teams aren't losing, you know, guys are upset, they're down. Sometimes they, you know, point fingers at each other or whatever, but it's not a big deal. We think that Amari's been, you know, great compared to years past. And you know, basically the line I got was there was some tension, but it wasn't that big a deal, and I don't think that what I wrote was a big deal. But certainly Amari took it that way, and you know, Alvin, obviously, I read the comments that Alvin said. You know, I've spoken with Alvin since then, and you know, I think everything's cleared up. Actually, Alvin and I have a great relationship. I've known him for years, and I think this was a situation where, A, there's a lot of tension. You know, the team is losing, and two, neither Amari nor Alvin had actually read the article when they made the comments. And you know, Alvin told me that had he read it, his comments would have been different.
We're talking to Chad Ford, ESPN NBA insider, here on the Doug and Wolf Show. So why the explosion? Why do you think that happened, Chad?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I talked to Alvin about it yesterday. And, you know, he just said, you know, listen, things were tense. And based off the way the question was posed to him, and he couldn't remember exactly how it was posed, but based off how the question was posed to him and having not read, he felt like, you know, there was an attack on his team and on the locker room, and that there had been stuff in the past with Amari, but he assured me that he thought Amari had been as good as he's been since Alvin's been there, as far as trying to be a guy who gets along with other players and a guy who tries to be, you know, a good influence in the locker room. And I think, you know, in Alvin's case, he was just trying to defend, you know, that's what a coach, that's the coach's domain, is the locker room and the court. And
right,
he was to defend that a little bit. I think when I explained to Alvin what I meant and you know, what he was talking about, he you know, he didn't disagree with me. But, you know, so, you know, some tension, you know, I'm a writer, and there's all sorts of words that you can use as a writer. And, you know, if, you know, guys are throwing punches at each other, or there's explosions,
right,
or hatred, or guys aren't speaking, I would use words like that. Tension was just really, and the reason I even put it in there was to signal why we were moving Stoudemire's trade value up instead of down. In other words, why we were moving his stock of likely to be traded up instead of down was that it's not what maybe I had inaccurately described before, where, you know, this team was getting along so well that there's just no way the Suns are going to break up this team. I don't actually think they would break up the team because they're not getting along, but it's one factor in there. I mean, the truth is Amari is a great offensive player. He's not a great defender. He's not a great rebounder, and he doesn't always do the little things that you need to win. And that's why the Suns have had a harder time moving him than you might think.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Chad, because I agree with you. I thought it was pretty benevolent, dare I say ambiguous, that comment right there. It was just, yeah, it was a sentence, you know. It seemed pretty benign to me, but yeah, I agree.
Talking to Chad Ford, ESPN NBA insider. Chad, you make up your own category, but salary dump, for the future, great move, whatever category you want to come up with. With what other teams are offering for Amari Stoudemire, how would you categorize the trade of Amari Stoudemire? Is this clearly a better move for the future, or is it, hey, we just have to get something before he goes?
Well, you know, every trade, what a team has to ask is, am I getting something that's worth more than keeping them? Or I guess in this case, the Suns face the real possibility that Amari could walk and they get nothing in return. Mm-hmm. And I think over the last couple of years, Amari's been available. But the Suns haven't really gotten an offer back that is enough value to justify trading him. You know, this year, because they have the chance of losing him, I think, you know, his value goes down a little bit as far as what they might take back. From what I understand, most of the offers that the Suns are getting, and I'm not even sure that we're at the stage of offers yet, because, you know, everything happens the last 3 or 4 days before the trade deadline. Right now, everybody's feeling each other out. But I think they could get back expiring contracts. I think they might be able to get back draft picks and maybe, you know, some marginal young prospects. And, you know, I'm not sure if I'm Steve Kerr, that's enough. I might just roll the dice and gamble, because that's not a lot for a guy who's the starting center of the All-Star team.
And, Chad, what is Amari's trade value? I mean, well, what do you think it is? If you had to give it a star rating on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being great, where would you put it?
Probably about a 3. I think teams are wary of him, not because he's not a great player, not because he's not a great guy. I just think it's very unclear what he wants in the future. I think, you know, it's always hard. You know, teams have to be careful about, you know, talking to other players and negotiating with them before they trade him about what their intentions might be in the summer. I think it's unclear, given the fact that he's had some injury history, just how healthy he is, whether he's going to be insurable or not. That's a big question that the Suns have a better grasp for than maybe other teams might have until they get into the deep due diligence of the trade and get to see all the medical records and things like that. And, you know, I think there are some questions about, is Amari Stoudemire going to be Amari Stoudemire without Steve Nash? Steve Nash has such a great reputation around the league of making everybody around him better. I think Mike D'Antoni's system plus Alvin Gentry's system, which is a, you know, variation of Mike D'Antoni's system, also tends to kind of make players look better. And, you know, GMs and other teams have to sit there and say, will Amari be this good with the cast of players that we have on our team? And I think there's big question marks out there. I mean, every team that I talk to, they like Amari, but it's not like it's Chris Bosh or Dwayne Wade or LeBron James where every GM in the league would be sold immediately. He's just not in that category.
Great to talk to you, Chad. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Sorry to stir things up for you guys.
No, it was great. It was great.
I know you guys hate controversy.
Yes.
You know, on talk radio. So,
thank
sorry.
You, Chad.
We'll be okay. It was great of you. That's Chad Ford. I really appreciate it, because think about it. No matter who you are in the media, you don't want to be the story yourself. And clearly, Chad Ford is the story.